some live music in the studio. We're kind of overtaking the airwaves here with Cooper and Muska. We've got Nick Muska and Lauren Cooper with us, and they're going to be playing tonight outside of Grandma Ray's at 6 p.m., and you can also catch them tomorrow at 4 at Voyager Brewing. So thank you, Nick and Lauren, for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show, Will.
Yeah. First time at Grand Marais and playing music up here, I understand.
Yep. This is a maiden voyage for us in Grand Marais, yeah.
Yeah. A twofer right off the bat. That's pretty great that you get to be up here on Fisherman's Picnic. We also have Carl Solander, who's just casually reading the newsletter over here. How are you doing, Carl?
I'm fine, Will. I came in to listen.
All right. So how long have you been playing together and making songs?
We've been playing together for about 4 months. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And how did you meet?
Like originally or?
Yeah.
Originally. Well, we were
like, as musicians, how did you meet?
As musicians, we met in the jazz band. And that's kind of our background, actually, is jazz. And
at really? UW Superior.
Yeah.
How did you make the switch from jazz to more folk instrumentation?
Like a lot of good things, it was just kind of by chance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was... I was playing some shows solo around Superior and Duluth, just really actually kind of just to make a couple extra bucks on the side. You know, I was in a couple other bands at the time. And then she came to one of my shows and stayed afterwards, and we just started playing. I was plucking around on some stuff, and she had started singing, and I was like, I need that. And then it's kind of been just, it's been really crazy ever since then. I was just, and now this is like my passion project. I'm really excited about where it's going and stuff. So.
Well, great. Let's start off with a song and hear that passion project sound.
Yeah. This one's called Wild Woman. I have a almost unhealthy obsession with Western Montana and the mountains and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I actually wrote this out there with one of my friends. We were just sitting around the campfire and kind of dinking around on some stuff and fell into this little thing. So this is a Wild Woman here. One, two, one.
Hitchhiking through Billings, looked about 1,000 miles from home. I couldn't tame her, but how could I blame her? This lady, she had to roam. She was a wild woman out there on the run. Wild woman, and I know that she was the one. Said anywhere that isn't here. I asked for her name, she just muttered something strange. I said, come on then, I'll take you there. For 7 days and 7 nights we ran under that big sky, slashing tires, starting fires. You know, I hoped she'd never say goodbye. She was a wild woman out there on. Yeah, I know that she was the one. Take sirens. I knew I'd never see her again. And the sheriff, he came and he put me in chains. Now I'm sitting here in the Dawson County pen. And that wild woman, she's still out there on the run. And that wild woman, oh yeah, I know that she was the one.
More time.
Cooper and Muska live here on WTIP with some original music, Wild Woman. That was Nick Muska singing and Lauren Cooper on fiddle and backup, and inspired by an obsession with Western Montana. What's your connection out there?
I went on an impromptu trip like a couple of years ago. You know, my buddy was just like, dude, let's just go like a west and just see what it's about, and just fell in love with it. You know, I was kind of like, yeah, we drove like all night. And my first time ever seeing the Rockies was like just as the sun was coming up.
Oh, man.
And like just great music on the radio. And man, it was cool. Yeah.
I want to ask about harmonicas because I know nothing about harmonicas. You've got a whole case. And whenever I see a player, they've always got cases of harmonicas. Do you need one for each key that you're in?
Yep.
Okay.
One for each key, yeah.
So you can't do a whole show if you've like got one toy harmonica like some people I know, and it's not going to be possible.
Yeah, probably. If you just want to play in one key, I guess you could do that. But you need a whole bunch, and there's a lot of, I don't know if this is going too deep into music stuff, but if you want to play like a G blues, for example, you need a harmonica in the key of C. And if you want to play an A minor, you need a harmonica in the key of G, because everything's kind of major, and it's called a diatonic harp. That's what a lot of people play on.
Okay. Is that like when you have to like transpose things for different instruments? Okay.
Yep.
I'm going back to music theory class just for like a little bit. Carl Solander's here with me. We're with Cooper and Muska. They're going to be playing at Grammar Rays tonight outside at 6 p.m. Then Voyager Brewing tomorrow, I think, in the brewery itself at 4 o'clock. So I want to know... Superior, Wisconsin, is that where you're originally from, Lauren?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm from, I grew up in Duluth, and then I went to Superior Middle School and High School, so I'm pretty evenly spaced between both of those towns.
All right. Twin Ports girl.
Yeah.
Sweet. That's great that you can, like, that you were, like, from a community that has such great musical roots in it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I've only been up here for, 4 years or so, and I could already kind of feel it work at the scene itself and the people and the scenery. That's the weirdest thing, even just like the scenery of the place kind of works its way into your playing in this weird way.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that. I feel like there's like kind of like a Duluth sound. Maybe it's more like an Alan Sparhawk droney sound, but I think you guys still like have got a good thing going here. A Flaricana is apparently the word, and I love that because I feel like genre is not important as much anymore, so like when people come up with their own names for things
for
that. And apparently Lauren didn't even know what that was until like right before this
show. I think you knew what
it was.
I knew what it was,
I just didn't know that that's what we were embracing for ourselves. I wasn't made aware.
I kind of said it casually, and then it just kind of worked its way into my head. It's kind of like Americana, but we have these different backgrounds, I didn't grow up playing folk music. I grew up playing rock and roll and blues and listening to a lot of folk music, but not really, fully embracing it until recently. And I think, what did you kind of grow up playing, really?
Well, I grew up playing classical because I'm on violin, so that's kind of the step that a lot of people end up taking. But I listen to rock and roll and jazz and, everything I could get my hands on. So it's a really fun combination of all the stuff we have.
Where were you from originally, Nick, then?
Shell Lake. Go Lakers, man. Yeah, 1,200 people. It's I love that town, though. I do. I don't regret growing up in a small town one bit.
I used to work at OJB, which gets down there.
Okay.
Out of Hayward.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a Wisconsin small town?
I don't know
the name. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, speaking of hometowns, I saw you played with a couple of groups from St. Cloud, and that's where I'm from, but I wasn't really familiar with those groups. Is there like a rising St. Cloud music scene or something? Do you know?
Well, you meant at the beginning of the show, I was telling you I was in a couple different groups like a little while back. Yeah, so I was playing bass in a funk band called the Arcanes, and they're like an 8-piece group,
Wow.
Yeah, and so... that's kind of my connection to the St. Cloud music scene. Yeah, and so I kind of roped them into this show, and I like to play with anybody. If you got a little bit of edge and you want a gig, I'm not gonna box anybody out,
Well, if they're still playing, I got to check them out next time I'm in there.
Oh yeah, definitely. They're cool. Yeah, they're still cooking. So,
let's do another song.
All right, right on. This one is. Well, you'll recognize it here. We didn't write this one though, but.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, I don't mind, what do you mean? I am the one who will dance on the floor in the round. told me her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. Then every head turned with eyes that dream of being the one who will dance on the floor in the round. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. And mother always told me, be careful who you love, be careful what you do. The lie becomes the truth. Billie Jean is not my lover, she's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. For 40 days and for 40 nights, love was on her side. But who can stand when she's in demand? Her schemes and plans. We dance on the floor in the round. So take my strong advice. Just remember to always think twice.
Don't think twice.
Don't think twice.
She told my baby we danced till three. Then she looked at me. She showed a photo, my baby cried.
His eyes were like mine. Cause we danced on the floor in the round. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Came and stood beside me with a smell of sweet perfume. It happened much too soon. She brought me to her room. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. Kid is not my son. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid is not my son.
That was one of the coolest renditions of that song I've ever heard. I really do mean that. That was sweet. Cooper and Muska here doing Billie Jean, and I'm here with Carl Solander, and you can catch them tonight at 6 p.m. outside at Grammar Ray's for Fisherman's Picnic. I assume that's going to be next to the bingo tent. You're going to have an enormous crowd, I can assure you that, for the bingo tent.
Right.
Get in on that. It's $1 a card. And then also you can catch him at 4 p.m. at Voyager Brewing tomorrow.
Carl, are you going to be at the bingo tent?
Yeah, Carl.
I'll be down there later tonight. Yeah. Not playing bingo, though.
Yeah. I saw you have some really cool videos up on your social media, like Superior Sessions. Where are those from? Who did those?
We had actually, this is a good time to give a shout-out to a really cool local videographer named Jasper Medock. And he heard us. We were playing the Cedar Lounge one night, and just he was just out in the crowd, and he was like, "Man, you guys got something. I wanna just film you. I'll do it for free, just out of my own time." So he did. He recorded like 3 or 4 of our songs, and that's what we put together Superior Sessions. He called it. Yeah,
that's super cool. I was so stunned earlier in this interview when Lauren said, "Oh, we've only been playing together for like 4 months," because like they've got videos. These people, they're just legit. They're pros at this already.
I'm telling you, it's been crazy, yeah. Man. I mean, it's really like. Yeah, we have been so fortunate. People just come, like really cool people like you just message us out of the blue. What do you want to come on the radio? Yeah, let's come on the radio. Yeah.
That's what the internet was made for. Yeah. That's truly what it is.
Bringing everyone together.
Yep, that's cool.
Is the Cedar on Tower?
Yeah, it's at the very end.
Okay.
Past, like, last resort.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I've driven by it, but like I told you, I hadn't been in there yet. But I've heard good things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you got to go. They bring in some really cool acts.
Yeah.
Really cool. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're joining us right now, we've got Cooper and Muska here on the air. They're playing some live music. Going to let you know that we're supported by Grand Portage Isle Royal Transportation Line, the North Shore connection to Isle Royal National Park, offering passage to Isle Royal rain or shine and featuring day trips as well as around the island transportation. Information and schedules are online at isleroyalboats.com. And we're supported by North Shore Pharmacy, serving the healthcare needs of our community, located one block below the stoplight in downtown Grand Marais, with an expanded array of pet food and supplies, including grain-free and a variety of birdseed, patio, and home decor items. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 1. There's more information at 218-387-1133. So let's do, let's do another song once Nick is ready.
This one's called Where You Are.
I want a bottle of the sunshine. Send it across these thousand miles. Postage stamp on a point in time. Mail it to you and make you smile. I know there's this space between us. I know those mountains sure look tall. I hope you know that it don't matter much. I could send my love across it all. It don't matter the distance. It don't matter how far. Could be 1,000 miles away from me, but my heart will always be where you are.
I could be like Kerouac. Take you someplace far away. We could hit the road and never look back. Write our story day by day. In the night when you get lonely, I'm your favorite star up in the sky. In the daytime when you wanna be with me. I'm a couple of birds just passing by. Don't matter the distance. Don't matter how far. You know you could be 1,000 miles away from me, but my heart will always be where you are.
Driving down the highway, top down radio on in your car. Maybe someday things will go our way. Until then, my heart will be where you are.
Yeah.
Man, Carl.
That was sweet.
Don't tell me that was an original.
Yeah, I wrote that, yeah.
What? That song belongs in a movie.
Thanks, man.
Oh, my God. Cooper and Muska here on the air. I really hope people are listening because that was just a gorgeous song. That was sweet. I was totally captivated by that. I really want you to know that.
Thank you,
that
Will.
Was super good.
I appreciate that.
Grammar is tonight at 6 p.m. And then tomorrow also at Voyager at 4. I think they're going to like him down in the bingo tent. I think, Carl. What else after your first maiden voyage excursion up here to Graham Ray? What next is on the docket? Is there recording in the future some of these songs, or more gigs around the area or beyond?
Yeah,
what's going on?
I'm always a fan of, like, before you record, you got to play a bunch live. You know,
that might
like
be a bunch. Good idea.
You know, because there's nothing. I think nothing more annoying for a producer than when bands come in and are like writing parts in the studio. You know, mm-hmm. Although I don't know, but I mean, so we're definitely gonna play some more. We're gonna be at the Spirit Room next Friday.
Is that in Duluth?
In Superior.
Okay.
And it's a very cool place. Lindsay, the owner, has always been really good to me and to us. But yeah, and we'll have a bassist with us then too.
Cool.
Upright bass.
Oh yeah, I heard that there might be a name change in the future, but that's for later, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna play some more shows with him and then kind of come up with it. It's really hard coming up with a band name. I bought these two readers thesauruses. You know, they're basically like old reference books, and I was just read through like all A to Z. These volumes, and I was just highlighting words and phrases that stuck out to me. I was like,
cool.
I don't know.
It might be the hardest thing that we've
yeah,
done.
It's, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
I think Lauren can come up with a good one. Probably.
I don't know. I'm not good at naming things. I've been trying to help, and it's probably been the hardest thing the band has had to do. The songwriting and performing is easy.
Yeah. do you do collaborations on songwriting?
Yeah, it's pretty great because she should be a producer at some point in the future. She has a great ear for detail, mm-hmm. and can just pick pitches out of the air. She knows when I'm out of tune, and she's very good at editing. And I have kind of a thick skin, so I can take the criticism, you know? So I just kind of come up with this creative, I come to her with this blob, and I say, like, mold this into something, and then she goes, she takes her chisel to it, you know?
Oh, perfect.
So it's cool.
That's a good dynamic to have.
Yeah. Yep.
That's special. We've got Cooper and Muska here, and 4 p.m. or rather 6 p.m. tonight at Grammar Rays. I think we got time for one more song here.
Yeah, well, let's end with a fun one. Let's do a fun one here. So this one's kind of this is kind of like a bluegrass tune. I don't want to come out right out and say it's a bluegrass tune, but it's kind of, it's something, man. I don't know. It's called Cowboy Killers. So that's what we call it. Ready?
One, cool.
Two,
one, two. Killer Cowboy Killer.
That's what we
from
call it.
Cooper and Muska, and they're gonna be playing tonight 6 p.m. at Graham Array's outside, and Voyager Brewing 4 to 7 tomorrow in the brewery. Thank you so much for coming on. This was super, super fun. Real treat to have you on the air. I hope you come back very soon.
Oh yeah, we hope we're back too. Thanks for having us. This was a blast.
Absolutely. Carl, thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you, Will.
Thank you, Carl,
thanks
for coming
Nick
in
and Laura.